Welcome to the Digital Joe Podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to grow your local business using social media and digital marketing. Let's get into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe from Vivo. Just recording another episode here from the car. Franco over here is holding the microphone, so hopefully this one's going to actually sound a little bit better than the last one that we recorded. This little conversation is going to be about actually scheduling your social media posts. And what I mean by that is, let's say you find yourself in a groove as a business owner or a social media manager, and you're able to create a bunch of content in a session or over the course of a couple of days, but maybe you've already posted enough content for one day, and you have a bunch of extra time, and you're in the groove and you're making content. Schedule your content ahead of time. You can schedule content, depending on the platform that you're using, really far out. I mean, months all the way to a year out. So if you have something that you make today that may not be exactly pertinent for today, just post it later. Schedule it for later. And now, if there comes a time when you're really busy and you don't have time to post content, you already have something scheduled and ready to roll.
Yeah, it also works great for if your company or yourself, if you have a marketing calendar that has, you know, popular days that people post about, you can make content for those days and schedule those so you know that you're taken care of on a day where a lot of people will be searching for that kind of content. So it's just a smart idea, especially if you find yourself, like Joe said, with a little bit of time, or if you feel like you're in the groove or you have some good ideas.
And here, look, there's several places that you can actually post this content to and schedule this content with. There's a couple of tools. I'm going to give you a few of them off the top of my head here. First off, the Facebook Creator Studio. So this one is awesome. It's actually relatively new, and it's free if you have a Facebook business account or an Instagram business page. If you go to facebook.com/creatorstudio, and we'll double check that URL when we get back to the office, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. You can now schedule posts on Facebook and on Instagram within Facebook itself on your desktop. So you don't even need to be doing it from your phone or mobile device. You can actually go to this particular tool on Facebook and schedule your content out, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram. And what's really cool about this is that you can also use it to schedule Instagram TV or IGTV posts as well, not just regular posts inside the feed. It's really cool. It's gotten a lot better lately, and I definitely start to use it. Another tool that you can use is something like a Hootsuite, which has a free version. There's Buffer, there's Sprout Social. There's a bunch of things that will let you post to multiple places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, everywhere. If you're an active Twitter user, you can use something called TweetDeck, which is a really easy and intuitive, also free as well, really good tool if you're posting a lot of tweets. You can also schedule video content inside of YouTube. So if you're posting a video to YouTube, for example, you can actually schedule that video to be released at a different day and time. So, I mean, look, that's just a few that I could think of off the top of my head that you can start using now to schedule content. Going back to my last episode, there's really no excuse for not posting content, guys. So, and using tools like this, most of which are free, there's really no excuse to have content scheduled out ahead of time. And like Frank mentioned, if you're posting things around calendar days like nationaldaycalendar.com, or if you're posting, you know, ahead of time for maybe just some of the national holidays that you like to create content for, get that stuff done ahead of time. If you've got some time and you find yourself in the groove of making content, there's plenty of resources for you to be able to schedule these out ahead of time.
Yeah, we have taken advantage of that, where there's been some days where I have got ahead of my work and I took the rest of the day to just make a bunch of content, and we're still posting it, right? We still kind of have a few of them left from that day. So it's a great, you know, it's a great way to go about things if you find yourself in that kind of situation.
It creates a bank for you, like we talked about last time. You know, I mentioned to have a bank of content that you can always pull back from, because maybe it's not that you don't have the time to create content, but maybe you're stuck in a creative rut and you really are starved for ideas and for inspiration. So you can always go back to that library that you're building when you do have time to make all this content, and you know, you'll always have something to go back to. It's just, again, it goes back to the point of there's really no excuse to not post content. There's always time in the day to shoot a quick video on your phone, and then you don't even have to post it right away. You can schedule it to go out later. So there's always a way to post and share content. And I have to say one more thing about that, and that's, you know, I've gotten comments on social media that say, well, you know, you have to make sure that the content is good that you're posting. There's a couple of things about that. The first is that it's really not up to you whether your content is good or not. It's actually up to your audience and the world because you're putting it out there. So posting frequently is a good way to test what content is good and what content is not good based on how your audience reacts. But the other key, though, is to try to deliver value. Try to deliver value in your content. If you can try to educate, entertain, or inspire with a piece of content, it doesn't matter how good it looks or how great it sounds. As long as it does one of those things, you're in really great shape. So let me just recap that again. Make content that either can educate, entertain, or inspire. Or all three. And schedule it ahead of time because you've got the time to do it.
Well, speaking of added value, I think this has been a very valuable conversation.
I love it. This is like the best. Like, doing this in the car is amazing, actually, because I'm able to get a lot out in a time where it would normally be kind of dead time.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you need help with social media or video, visit us, vivocreative.net, or follow us on social media. There's plenty of valuable content there. I'll catch you guys later.